Y'all, this is part three of a series that we have going. And today our scripture is, and I've used this earlier this month, from Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That's our scripture this morning. And our thought for today, spiritual beings having a human experience, guarding our hearts with forgiveness. Look at somebody, say, neighbor, I'm using forgiveness to guard my heart. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So earlier we talked about, and we were reminded that February is Heart Health Awareness. And we have those things that we do to keep our bodies healthy, keep ourselves in shape, and our plans that we have to help prevent heart disease are eat healthy, get rest, get your sleep, rest your body, stay at a healthy weight, keep smoking. I'm sorry, quit smoking. Avoid secondhand smoke. Control cholesterol. Enjoy your high blood pressure. And drink alcohol in moderation. You said it. This is from July 8th, 2021. It just doesn't work if it doesn't have some errors in it, does it? Note, it is not on the slide. I wondered how we were going to laugh today. Well, there you have it. So physically, we have these ways that we remain physically healthy. Now, I'm going to ask you who heard me earlier, have y'all been practicing the 1%? The 1%? 1%? How can we become more spiritual? 1%? 1%. So today, I'm going to give us some steps. The same way the Heart Association gives us ways to be heart healthy, physically, today I would like to share some spiritual ways, some spiritual exercises, some spiritual practices that we may use to become heart healthy, because it is the heart of the matter. Now, if you will look, I passed out some cards earlier, and I'm going to be referring to them. I apologize. This is an active lesson. I apologize for the print being microscopic. And I do apologize. I totally misjudged the size of the cards and everything. But if you don't have one of the cards, would you just raise your hand so that Miss Veda could bring you one? Thank you, Miss Veda. And as we keep going, listen to this. Grace and mercy are forgiving. You give grace, you give mercy. But not only do we give it, do we extend it, but there's a thing called a compound word. And that compound word is grace and mercy are, or is equal to, or may be defined as forgiving. It's two part. We give it, we receive it, but the key substance, the key phrase, if you will, the key idea about grace and mercy, that's the true meaning of forgiving. I like the way that came up. Because I realize we're supposed to give grace and mercy, but I never thought about making it one word, forgiving, is the epitome of acts of grace and mercy. And grace and mercy brings us peace. It's peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, how do we work through the process of forgiving? I like this because it's one of my favorite scriptures and it helps me stay grounded. Then Peter came up and said to him, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times," says Peter. Jesus said, "I do not say seven times, but 70 times seven." Look at somebody and say, "That's a lot." That's why we need mercy and grace, so that we can extend it. And that is where our heart, our spiritual heart, empowers and takes us to a place of healing. This is how we guard our heart. This version says, "Above all else, watch over your heart, diligently guard it, because from a sincere and pure heart come the good and noble things of life." Some translations just bring it to you. And a caveat about forgiveness as we consider what the true heart of the matter is and how we may guard it more diligently. Take note, forgiveness does not excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying our heart. I'll say that again. Forgiveness doesn't excuse their behavior. Forgiveness prevents their behavior from destroying our hearts. So, what does that mean for us? I like the way this graphic has chains. But as you see further to the end, or if you can see further to the end, the chains which bind us turn into eagles that fly away. In other words, that which once bound us, whenever we start practicing guarding our heart through forgiveness, I believe I can fly. We can fly above it all. Because we ask for forgiveness and we forgive others who ask us. In that way, we can experience healing and healing in our souls. Now, forgiveness isn't a topic we have a whole lot of exercises on. So today I'm going to share some forgiveness exercises that I found helpful, and I really do use these. And these are on the cards that you have in the microscopic print, okay? It's a good exercise for the eyes. So if we want to guard our heart through forgiveness, because we cannot forget that the heart of the matter, it really is forgiveness. If we think about our heart and how we forgive and what it does for our heart, think about it. Everything starts in the heart. Think about what we say. You have unforgiveness. Where? In your big toe? Unforgiveness? In your pinky finger? Unforgiveness? I don't know. In your elbow? It's in our heart. Unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, resentment, everything. is in our heart. But guess what else is there? Love, joy, good fruit, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. It doesn't come out the tip of your nose. Okay? It doesn't dwell in eyebrows. It doesn't dwell in fingertips, natural or pressed on. It's in our heart. These are the ways we remember to guard our hearts diligently. I see Brandon over there jamming. I got a funny, he's singing in his mind. It's in my heart to serve the Lord. Is that what you're singing in your mind? That's what's up. It's in our heart. I'm going to serve the Lord. It's in our heart. It's in our heart. Everything, good, bad, indifferent, it's in our heart. So we're going to start with the forgiveness detox. This is one practice guaranteed to help you. Use your personal journal or a notebook, and this is on the card. You can squint to see. Use your personal journal or a notebook and write. Remember what Jesus told Peter? 70 times things of which you choose to forgive for 7 days. And for those 7 days, you could break them down into 7 categories, however you are led and guided to do it. You can write for 7 days, people, places, things, situations, whatever. 7 days, those things you choose, not find. It's not hidden. It's a choice. Finding something is misplaced or lost. This is about honest heart searching and choosing. You may also forgive unhealthy or unproductive thoughts, behaviors, or beliefs. Another way you can forgive, alphabetically. Forgive those times I was angry, bitter, callous, dogmatic, envious. And you can just go through you can get 26 of them or how many of them you can with the alphabet. So that's one way we can use what's called the forgiveness detox, 7 days. The next is the forgiveness replenishment. Whenever you go on a detox and you detox your body, well, your body has to be replenished after all of those toxins and impurities have been pushed out. So, likewise, next day on your forgiveness replenishment, you use your personal journal or notebook to write 70 things which you would like to tag. Do y'all remember being children going, tag, you're it? Well, this is a way we can tag our heart and connect our heart with our Father's. Thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. That's what tag means. Tag, you're it. Thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. And likewise, for the next 7 days, write those people, places, things that you would like to tag. Those thoughts, those behaviors, those beliefs that you are thankful. You see the benefit of them. And you can tag things alphabetically. Abundance, blessings, cheer, devotion. What's A, B, C, D, E? Everlasting love, and you can use compound words. So this is just an example of how we can tag. I like exercises because this is like the parallel for what we do to keep this physical body going. How do we keep our spiritual being strong and empowered? Another way is called the forgiveness, critical reflection, and intention release. Kind of long, but just critical reflection. You're just thinking. So I like 7 days. 7 days. For 7 days, when you awaken or either when you get ready to go to bed, however you choose, you can either kneel, sit, lie down, whatever's best for you, and just inhale. So we can practice this one. So let's breathe in, and I'll go through the directions, and we'll do part of it. We'll breathe together. But breathe deeply and gently for about 10 minutes, whatever you choose. One of the things you can say as you breathe and you relax, just pray the Lord's Prayer. And just relax into it as you breathe. And then you can say or think your favorite prayers, your scriptures, affirmations, mantra, those things that bring you peace. Mercy, grace, mercy, peace. Peace is in the breath. It's a great way to practice. Be still and know that I am God. You can't be moving and be still and know that God is God. That's kind of a contradiction. So we continue and breathe in and we deeply release all those things which no longer serve us in that moment. And if you want to be real diligent about it, make sure you're really focused and set your timer, your alarm clock, for just 10 minutes. And then just reset as you desire. And just breathe, relax, forgive, release, breathe. Doesn't matter what it is. Breathe, relax, forgive, release, and breathe. So let's practice breathing together. So breathe in with me. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in again. Breathe out. And another just relaxing. Feel it get down in your heart. Move your neck a little bit. Breathe in. Breathe out slowly. Now, as you relax into that space, that's where you meet God. That's the moment. That's how you're able to be still and know that God is God. You pray your prayer. I recommend the Lord's Prayer because that's how Jesus taught us to pray. And it takes our mind off our specifics. And it leaves it more broad and expansive when we just pray the Lord's Prayer. One prayer I like to pray is, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Divine law and order governs my life with divine love. Peace be still. This is how we practice forgiveness. And we just allow the Holy Spirit to gently remove those things which no longer serves us. Now we have couples here. Some have been together a long time in different ways, whatever the circumstances may be. This forgiveness prayer for couples and others, and I like it. I don't have directions, but say once every 3 months or so. Or just when you know something's just a little awkward. Just look at your mate and say, I love you. I thank God for you. Some people don't like saying I'm sorry. But say, I apologize. Please forgive me for all the things that I did to hurt, disappoint, or anger you. Thank you. I love you. It works across the board because at one place or another, we have offended ourselves and others. And how are we able to do this? That's why I asked earlier, are y'all practicing your 1%? Two ideas about the 1%. We talked earlier about being spiritual beings and recognizing that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. How can we be more spiritual? Every day, 1%. Anytime you come against something or come up on something or you just happen to think about it, 1%. 1% more spiritual. 1% more spiritual. Breathe that. Today I'm going to be 1% more spiritual. Thank you, God, that today I was 1% more spiritual. All you have to do is just say it. Don't find, look, choose, select. Just speak the word. 1% more spiritual. 1% more spiritual. These three words. 1% more spiritual. Don't write it out. Use the one and the percent sign and it'll be three words. I love you. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you. These three words. 1% more spiritual. Turn it into a song. 1% more spiritual. Watch how your life shifts. 1% more spiritual. I was thinking about 99 and a half won't do again. That's a song. Y'all know that song. 99 and a half won't do. It's all right. It's real old school. Hezekiah Walker. YouTube it. Y'all will like it. 1%. We've been told, and we're always working towards that 100%, that 100%. If it's not 100%, it just don't do. Hence the song, 99 and a half won't do. All we have to do is do 1%. New revelation, because Jesus, scripturally sound, brought in those 99 and had them safe. And he went out to find the one. If Christ has it all, but you know, we have to be good stewards. We have to be good workers. We got to do something. Yes, you do. 1%. I like 1%. I love 1%. And guess what? It accumulates. So while we were thinking we had to have 100%, guess what happens after 365 days? We are a minimum of 365% more spiritual. I like it when the numbers work out like that. So, okay, every day, 1%. End of the year, hey. Oh, 365 plus. He said his yoke would be easy and his burden is light, right? So what else gives us our heart that guarding and that strengthening? Our baptism. Ooh-wee. In our baptism, all things are made new. Hey, it's raining outside. I love the rain. That reminds me of God's love poured out on the earth and how it nurtures and cleanses everything. So we're constantly reminding, I constantly talk about baptism because spiritual beings having a human experience, our baptism washes, cleanses, purges, and perfects, renews, restores, heals, and completes us. How, my friend? The waters of baptism empower us to forgive others, ourselves, and situations. the divine spirit of our Father empowers us to guard our heart through forgiveness. How do we do it? That's all we have to do. We remember those. Maybe a little in debt, but hey, just remember 1%. Whatever it is, 1%. And we can't go wrong honoring our truth. Whatever our truth is, honor it. If forgiveness is a thing that you just kind of look sideways, is this a F word you really don't like? Mm-mm. If you want to guard your heart, you'll become proficient. And even admit, forgiveness is just not that thing. I'll forgive you, but I won't forget it. Just ask our Father to empower us to remember what we are guarding our heart for and against. Grace and mercy are forgiving. Amen. Now repeat after me, 1%. 1%. 1%. How much more spiritual are we going to be? I mean, y'all are kind of saying it like 1%. I know the relaxation thing kind of eased you out. I know you wanted to take a nap on me, but that's all right. But let's say it like we mean it, dude. 1%. What's up? All right. And I am going to ask you all to please stand. If this message has touched you in any way, and you know that forgiveness is a peculiar friend that you haven't exactly wanted to hang out with, admit that. But not only that, if this word has moved you in a way and you want to reconnect, reestablish your relationship with our Father, can we all close our eyes for a moment? Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now, if you feel that this message has touched you, you know that it would be very empowering for you. It would enhance and increase your spiritual beingness in this human experience. Just lift your hand. Lift your hand. And in your heart, you say what you feel like you need to say to our Father. And we'll take a moment to breathe, relax. If you cannot forgive, just admit it. This is a hard one, Father. Can't do it. But just in this moment,